AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S.-Mexico border has been relatively calm today. Assistant Homeland Security Secretary Blas Nunez Nieto reporting officials did not see a substantial increase in immigration this morning after pandemic-era restrictions expired. But
we are concerned about the impact litigation will have on our ability to execute this plan. This includes the harmful ruling from a Florida court last evening, which will result in unsafe overcrowding at CBP facilities and undercut our ability to efficiently process and remove migrants, which will risk creating dangerous conditions for Border Patrol agents as well as non-citizens in our custody.
Daniel Penny, a 24-year-old Marine Corps veteran who put a man in a fatal chokehold on a New York City subway, has surrendered on a manslaughter charge. Jackie Quinn has more.
Penny's being charged in the death of 30-year-old Jordan Neely, a street performer who'd been dealing with mental illness and homelessness. Neely's death, captured on videotape, stirred up outrage over the treatment of the mentally ill and vigilantism.
And a conviction in Idaho. Norman Hall has this one.
Idaho mother Lori Vallow Daybell has been convicted of the murders of her two youngest children and a romantic rival. The verdict follows a three-year investigation that included bizarre claims that her son and daughter were zombies and she was a goddess sent to usher in the biblical apocalypse. Prosecutors described Vallow Daybell as a power-hungry manipulator who would kill her two youngest children for money, while the defense team said she was normally a protective mother who fell under the romantic sway of a wannabe cult leader. Vallow Daybell's fifth husband, Chad Daybell, faces the same charges, but his trial is still months away. I'm Norman Hall.
Veteran ad executive Linda Yaccarino is taking over as Twitter CEO, coming over from NBC Universal. In Oregon, a boycott by Republican state senators threatens to derail hundreds of bills, including on gun control and abortion rights. Party leaders working to bridge the divide. This is AP News. A record deal for an NFL franchise. Gethin Coolbaugh has details.
A group led by Josh Harris has agreed to buy the NFL's Washington Commanders from longtime owner Dan Snyder and his family. The sides announced the deal in a joint statement Friday, roughly a month after they reached an agreement in principle on the sale for a record $6.05 billion. The deal is the highest price paid for a North American professional sports franchise. It is still pending approval of three-quarters of owners and other customary closing conditions. Harris's group includes Washington area billionaire Mitchell Rales and Basketball Hall of Famer Magic Johnson. Snyder has owned the team since 1999. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
NBA and NHL second-round playoff series at the elimination stage. The Lakers and Heat each have another go at knocking out the Warriors and Knicks, respectively. In the NHL, Florida can break the hearts of Toronto fans with a win tonight. Edmonton and Vegas, the late game, tied at two apiece. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.